I think just me most pleasing was to do it in front of the fans. That support was quite incredible, and the noise they made all afternoon. So delighted for them, and for the players. A tough game. I thought the first 5 or 10 minutes, not caught up in the atmosphere, but that's natural. Then we settled down very, very well. Then we had a small spell before half time where we didn't take care of the football. When we did, we got the goal. You know, that was very, very important for us. And I thought, you know, it was only our mistakes that gave them openings. Stuart Dallas, tremendous first goal. What a strike. Second goal, outstanding. And as I say, from there, very disappointed the penalty. I don't know how you saw it, but he's very disappointed from our view. There was a very, very soft pen. And it changed the game for 10 minutes. There's no doubt about that. Got the crowd up. But again, we didn't get drawn into a cup final scenario. I wanted to do what we do best and keep the football and move the football. Tremendous third goal from Judgy. Delighted for him. You know, he's due one, as he said in the change room there. And then Hotter, an even better one. So four excellent goals, really pleasing, but delighted for our support.
As you said there, as you alluded to, had to do quite a lot of defending throughout the 90 minutes, but the defence stood up well. You must be quite pleased with that.
Yeah, Woodrow, if we looked at their team sheet, missing Parker and Ruiz. So some experienced players missing. Woodrow's been away on international duty, conscious of that. Likewise, we had Mo and Pritch. That's why Pritch came off, because as I say, he only had one day off. You know, Woodrow came, but physicality, Smith came on. You know, you look at Turner at the back there, and they had that physicality around the park. Good ball delivery. We had to put pressure on the ball and stop the delivery. But we defended stoutly, really stoutly. We won the first balls. I looked to win the first balls, pick up second balls, and as a team, very, very pleased.
Substitutions were crucial again today. As you said, Alex Pritchard played quite some minutes away on international duty, so we were expecting to see Alan Judge at some point. But Tumani Diagaraga, again, the full 90 minutes from
today. No, I've got to be honest, and I wanted to make some changes today. I told Tommy to get warmed up earlier, John Terrell likewise. Then the penalty, and it changes it, you know, and Stuart Dallas, I was keen to get him off earlier, but he had so much energy, he's full of running. Obviously, the goals aside, he's full of running. Got a knock on the first half on the shin, but again, didn't affect him in any way. But we had to win the game. You know, there's no point in us looking at Forest. And David and I talk about Forest and Derby and Sheffield Wednesday. I want to make 3 or 4 changes on Monday. But you have to look at it and say, our main objective, our only objective today is win that game of football.
Funny old day with late kickoffs happening today. Promotion rivals have won. Those that are coming up behind you have won, notably Wolves. With the teams playing each other a little bit later on, this has been a good day for Brentford, because not everybody can win today.
No, it's a very good day. We know points should be gained, points should be dropped today. And that's the question. Talk as a group of players and staff, you could get a team bit of run together, get 7 wins out of 7 and win the league with 93, 94 points possibly. Or you have nip and tuck right the way through, whereby you find that 84, 85, 86 is enough to do it. So it's one of those, Billy. We've got 6 games to go now. We're on 69 points. All we can do is chalk off one game at a time. Monday now brings us another very difficult challenge against a very talented Forest team. So rest, recovery, rehydrate, eat well. You know, everything you have to do between now and 3 o'clock to hope deliver a good performance.
Your players don't need any Phillips. They don't need any confidence. They don't need any words from me. But have a word with Mark Chapman. Few records beaten again today. For a Brentford fan, this was another day of great history. I know Chris is going to ask you about Forest on Monday. Is everybody fit?
Yeah, everyone's fit and well. There's a few tired bones, obviously, but every team will have that this stage of the season. But I want to comment. You mentioned about a good day for the club. To have those fans and that support, you know, just say, remember what I said right at the start of this interview. Harley walked in there and went, cock, can you imagine playing in front of that every week? That's got to be their driving force. Because, as I say, there's a lot of teams going for the same prize, but they're in with a shout.